Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KMOX News Time is 7:21. In-depth now on the new push to privatize St. Louis-Lambert International Airport. Mayor Crewson dropped the issue months ago. The new push is led by the Carpenters Union and the NAACP, who wants voters and not politicians to decide whether to cash in on the airport. KMOX's Michael Calhoun talks with city NAACP president Adolphus Pruitt.
First of all, explain, I think a lot of people thought earlier this year they saw the headline and thought, okay, so the airport privatization issue is now resolved. Talk about this latest development and what you're calling for.
Well, I think that one of the latest headlines was that the Carpenters and NAACP held a press conference and said that we want to make sure that this process continues. And we want to do it in a way where the public has the opportunity to truly weigh in and make a determination of whether this is something that makes some sense. And since then, we've been putting our heads to the grindstone and coming up with a proposition and a proposal that we think makes a lot of sense. And we revitalize the city in ways that never has been done before. And that's what this initiative petition had not been for COVID-19, we would have probably been doing this at the end of February, early March, but we had to sit and wait for the city reopen back up, and now we have lost some time. We don't have as much time as we would hope to have to move to put the together signatures, but it's such an important issue. We're gonna give it a good try.
What is the deadline? What election are you hoping for? And then how do you describe what voters are going to be looking at?
Well, we're shooting for November the 3rd, and basically what we're saying, what this initiative does, it prohibits the sale of the airport. It retires, it dictates that if any lessor enters an agreement with us, they retire all of the debt, and at minimum, they have to come to the table with enough cash to give the city $1 billion up front and $700 million over the life of the lease. And with that $1 billion of cash up front, we want to spend $300 million to help police and fire and create safe neighborhoods. We want to use $200 million to repurpose all of the vacant buildings and school buildings in the city. We want to spend $200 million to begin a job training program. We want to spend $100 million on repairing streets and bridges and parks. We want to spend another $100 million to rid the city of the thousands and thousands of vacant buildings that all throughout the city. And we want to spend $100 million on transportation infrastructure. No city in the state, and definitely no one in the region, has had the opportunity to generate these sort of dollars unencumbered and spend them in this kind of way to address the ills and wills of the city of St. Louis or any other municipality. If we're successful and this thing happens the way we believe it will, St. Louis will become the crown jewel of the region that it was from inception, and that it needs a little polishing right now. But with this, we're going to put the city back on the map and have some transformational change that the city has not seen in, I would say, 100 years.
And in terms of the spending of the money, who would make those decisions about the specific projects? Are there any kind of provisions or protections to make sure that it's spent fairly in the different parts of the city that really need it?
Well, the one protection is that the dollars are in trust funds, and these trust funds are set up and controlled. They're in the charter. So one thing that we can rest assured of, the only thing they can spend it on is the stuff that we outlined in the initiative petition. And two, that there are some rigs in there that basically says neighborhoods who have a substantial amount of unemployed individuals who live in there get a fair shake and get a great opportunity to have these dollars address these issues. As relates to vacant buildings, they're all over the city. I will agree more in North St. Louis than South St. Louis, but they're all over the city. We have a city with roughly 300,000 people, and we had enough buildings and infrastructure at one point in time to hold up to 800,000 people. Those buildings are empty. We need to either repurpose them or we need to tear them down. We need to fix this place up.
Do you know if there's still the interest from the private entities that were originally interested and had responded to the request? Do you know if they're still interested?
Absolutely. It's the only reason why we begin this process from the beginning, was to eliminate the politics out of it and make it just a straightforward question of what are you proposing and what are we getting? And so, yes, that we've had some fillers reach out to some of the folks who've responded to the initial RFQ to ask them if they still interested. Is this something that makes some sense for them, even during this period of time with the economic downturn? And so far, the response has been yes. If this opportunity takes place, I'm confident that there are going to be suitors who are going to respond.
Mr. Pruitt, thank you for the time.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.